very discernible point to this story. A point that we'll be arriving at sometime in the near future.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie.
I mean, I truly believe there exists some combination of words. There must exist certain words in a certain specific order that would explain all of this. I just can't ever seem to find them.
And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see.
Do you like it strong?
Yeah, strong is good.
In this eternal present, there's an appearance of thoughts, feelings, emotions that seem to refer to a so-called past. But what is that past other than something appearing in this present that we refer to as past? Time is just a story. It's an appearance. It's a series of thoughts, feelings, emotions that seem to refer to a life that occurred in a so-called different time, a time we call past. And that obviously has no reality or relevance other than as an appearance in the eternal now. There's only the eternal now, which is all that. And of course, all of these thoughts and feelings, they're all that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with thinking of a so-called past or believing in a so-called past, because that's also what is in the eternal now. So there's only an apparent difference between the future and the past, but they're both equally illusory.
As organisms, we have to exist in this relative world. In other words, we have to feed the body and do this thing and do that thing in order to function. So from that standpoint, we think of ourselves as someone who's doing some things. So in other words, this I concept, you might say, has a certain practicality or usefulness in the context of the relative material world. But what I'm saying is, if we're limited to that perception, that that is all we are and who we are and so on and so forth, this is where we keep ourselves in a dualistic framework from which there must be conflict. Where there's dualism, there's conflict.
For me, a truly uncompromising non-dualistic message offers absolutely nothing to the individual, because it can't be any other way, you know. And then people email me to the side and they say, oh, you know, I've been meditating and I've been doing this and I've been doing that, and I email back and say, you've never done anything, you know, and then I never hear from them again.
That's it.
Students of the teaching often struggle to reconcile the idea of free will with that of determination. The idea that you are already all that is and there is nothing you can do to attain it, with admonitions to earnestness in self-inquiry, questioning, and investigation. But there is no conflict. The teaching of always already does not mean you must stop all efforts. That stopping itself would be an effort. If you are to understand the teaching, then you, as an ego, as an identified self, will be motivated to perform what is necessary for that understanding to occur. If studying or meditating or working are to happen, they will happen. That itself is part of always already. They are not important in themselves, but they will happen if they are to happen. The complete understanding is not likely to happen while sitting on your butt, avoiding the elements of the teaching, refusing to face your misconceptions and thinking only of everything else. But what appears as motivation and deliberation, earnestness and determination, choice and action, is simply the operating of the mechanism by which the whole manifestation unfolds. The misperception is to take it personally, as your motivation, your deliberation, your choice and action. It is completely impersonal, simply the totality unfolding as it is. It is what you always already are. It is a matter of the underlying understanding. Practices and tasks on all of living are not undertaken with a personal intent or for the attainment of a goal or to become a better person or save the world or because I should. There is only watching the body-mind, which you are not, have thoughts occur to it, be motivated, perform actions or not. There is only complete simplicity, an openness, a consent to letting happen what will happen and to letting the misconceptions fall away. There is no such thing as an entity. Now you know you are awake because you are here and you have that knowledge. There is nothing else than this knowledge. No entity. Nisargadatta Maharaj.
To live in the great way is neither easy nor difficult. But those with limited views are fearful and irresolute. The faster they hurry, the slower they go. And clinging, attachment, cannot be limited. Even to be attached to the idea of enlightenment is to go astray. Just let things be in their own way, and there will be neither coming nor going. Obey the nature of things, your own nature, and you will walk freely and undisturbed. When thought is in bondage, the truth is hidden, for everything is murky and unclear, and the burdensome practice of judging brings annoyance and weariness. What benefit can be derived from distinctions and separation?
What you are is prior to any concept about what you are.
You can conceptualize as much as you like, as long as you realize that the thoughts are just thoughts. They're not the essence that they're appearing on. And that is basically the whole crux of what we're talking about.
What substance is a thought or a concept or any activity though? Isn't it still all appearance?
You know, if we're knocking about in the appearance of things, never having stopped to consider, you know, who we are, I think that it's fair to say that that's worth looking into.
Girls with them. Well, but how do you function in the world without an opinion? I mean, like, it's impossible that you just would be antisocial if you sat there and didn't say anything and didn't hold opinions and...
Well, you've got to see that if you have a preference for something, what's having the preference? What is it that's setting up? Where is the reference point? You say, how do you function in the world? Who are you even talking about? You're talking about me, aren't you? You know, as I say. So you've got this mental picture about yourself, which we call the self-centre or the ego, this image. It's only a picture made up of concepts, words that you've learned or acquired. And those concepts have got no substance, or they've got no independent nature. It's all happening on this awareness. It doesn't mean to say that concepts or words or labels won't be there, that's how it's translated. But who does it apply to? Does it apply to that concept, me, Areti, that idea or image that you've got about yourself that's got a function in this world? But you need to look at and see if that concept or image, as you call Areti, if that has any power or independent nature itself. Or are you breathing right now, your heart beating, ear and fingernails are suddenly growing, you don't notice something happening, the food's being digested. That's functioning, isn't it? That's functioning in this world, keeping that existence going. Now, you have to ask, how do I take my next breath? How do I beat my heart? What thoughts am I? So it doesn't mean to say that the concepts or thoughts will not come up. Just as you've functioned in this world right up to now, but you had the erroneous belief that there was an entity there doing it. Now, if you see that there's no entity there, it has any substance or independent nature, it's only a group of concepts, you must realise that it's never ever been there. But yet, you've functioned in the world, with all its dramas and troubles, hasn't gone the way you as that entity think it should go at times. Other times it's going like it and something comes and disrupts that, and you think, poor me, or something like that. But you see, the livingness is happening. Basically, what is happening, that clear and undisguised, everyday awareness, is the basis. Now, has that changed? You can't grasp it, can you, with a concept? But you cannot deny your existence or your beingness right now.
Simple, ordinary awareness, which is not localized, which is not the property of a human, which is not the property of the brain. It's just awareness. It's just knowingness. And then the body-mind happens, the life story happens, the world happens. It's the dream. It's life. And there's no problem with it. That knowing is there prior to the waking, sleeping in deep sleep states. See that knowing is there. We don't need a word for it. It's non-conceptual. We don't need a word for it. It's there. We just know it's there. It's always been there. It's obvious. And then everything that happens can happen. It doesn't make any difference what now is. It doesn't matter what appears, because it's not what I am. Yet it's everything that I am. I'm all of it.
Most of us live is we kind of putting up with what's here until maybe it gets better later, or, you know, finally we kick the bucket and we don't have to put up with it anymore.
Yeah.
So that's become a habit, you could say, of where there's not a full savoring of the only thing we have. And as I travel, I see that in almost every culture, that's the way that we live. We just kind of like a waiting for a better experience is the best way of putting it, that organization, yeah.
This is not good enough as it is. I'm waiting for something better.
Something better, yeah. So it's interesting to just explore that and notice how that sits in the body. And the body is made up of these trillions of cells, and just start to explore and see if it's possible, just even slightly, to start enjoying this moment for no reason, just at a cellular level.
He said, you have not come from your prior state. He said, now there is space in the house. He says, has the space outside come into the house? He says, something has been built in the house. He said, the house, the space has not come in the house. The house has been built in the space. So, this body come consciousness has appeared on your prior existence. It is merely a passing state in your changeless state. On your changeless state has come this temporary phase.
What you are is this seeing, knowing presence in which the whole universe appears. Where are you seeing from? It's all seeing, all knowing. And they're not just fancy words, you know, like the ancients talk about omnipotence and omniscience. They sound like big spiritual words, but what they actually mean is what they say. It means it's all seeing, all knowing. And that's what you are. You are that one without a second. You are non-duality itself. And in that, there is no duality. There are no others. But in the appearance, there appears to be others. There appear to be all sorts of things. But an appearance is an appearance. It's not the essence of what you are. So where are you seeing from? You could say that's a pointer. It's a question. It's a challenge to all belief systems. And if you're really genuine and you have a look and investigate where you're seeing from, you find that there is no point. But the whole of my life of believing and being this me is a fictitious point that really doesn't exist, but it causes so much trouble in my life. And all of the beliefs are attached to that me, and everything is judged from that me. I judge this as being good, and this is good for me, that's bad for me. I should do this, I should do that, you know, but who is this I, who is this me? And the whole thing is so simple. Investigate this me, have a look and see if you can find anything with any substance or independent nature that you can say, this is what I am.
Urban Guru Cafe is produced in Australia.